The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Well, I'm at the legendary Fat Badger with the legendary Clarkie. Hello.
How are we doing, Chris? All right?
Yeah, really good, really good. So, summer not a million miles away.
Summer's already here, never mind, not a million miles away. Look, it's glorious.
Isn't it? It felt spring-like, and now, yeah, let's call it summer. Summer's here.
Summer is here, officially to stay. This is it, unbroken sunshine right through till October now, I predict.
That's a bold prediction, but when the sun does come out, there's only one place to go.
Well, we've got a good name for our outside area, yeah. When the sun shines outside the Badger, it's the only place to be. I agree with you, yeah.
It's gorgeous. We're sat here now, we've got a nice cold drink overlooking the Montpellier Quarter. What are your plan for the summer months?
Well, we thought we might...
Plenty of this, really.
Yeah, we thought we might just load the cellar up with nice cold drinks of various varieties, and the chef puts out his amazing food, and everyone sits down and relaxes and enjoys themselves.
It is a wonderful thing. And, of course, you've got your blanket, so if you're sat out a bit too late, you can still sit outside and keep wrapped up warm.
Patio heaters, umbrellas, blankets, it's... Well, we won't need them this summer because the sun's going to shine till October.
Of course, yeah.
Just in case I'm wrong. We have got provisions for not clement weather, yeah.
It's superb. It is a lovely place to spend the summer months. It really is. And you've got a few events lined up over the course of June and July.
Well, our monthly beer clubs, they're pretty famous now. So rather than just do beer, we branch out a bit. Next tour a bit different. This Tuesday, we've got Copperberg. All your fruity ciders, your Swedish ciders. So chefs matched some amazing food with different flavour Copperbergs. That's this Tuesday coming up. And there are still some spaces available, which makes a change. So, yeah.
And I've been to one of these beer nights. They're good fun. You put on a show, don't you?
You did the Timothy Taylor's one, didn't you?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, we've got... I missed that, sadly, but... It was the broadcast was quite lucid towards the end, from what I remember. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it started professionally and got gradually, less professional, let's put it that way.
I've made a career out of that.
They're the fantastic evenings. You put on a great show with the food paired with the drinks. So you've got Copperberg this coming Tuesday. Tickets are still available for that, you've just said. How can people get involved?
Well, it's £25 a head, so you get your lovely three courses, all matched with three different full bottles of sweet cider. So you won't need a pudding after that by the time you've had those. But they'll go really well. So, yeah, it's £25 ahead. If you want to get involved, it's usual thing. You can Facebook it, Twitter it, Google it, or it's, White Hart Hotel, Harrogate.com.
And having been here, you get all sorts of people in there, don't you? It's a great room. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, and the companies that support it, they like it. They get a chance to show off and sell their stuff, and they take part as well. And we've got a special one lined up for the month after, because it just happens to fall on the 4th of July. So all our American friends, which you get plenty of, we've gone the American route. So Brooklyn Beers, they don't just do the one. They do like an IPA and a Sriracha Ace. Four different ones are on that one. Ooh. 7.6%.
That's a bit dangerous.
Yeah, it is a bit dangerous. So that's already organised. The menu's already in place. I don't think we'll struggle to sell tickets for that one, 4th of July in American beer. So if you want to get in that one, I'd get in early.
Very early, because, yeah, I mean, there were a fair few Americans. One bloke had flown in from Berlin to get back to Menwith Hill in time to come to the beer club for the Timothy Taylor one. He got transferred from Berlin to be at these events.
I believe you interviewed him, didn't
I? Did
you?
Yeah.
People genuinely do. It's an important part of their monthly calendar. They love the beer clubs.
Why a Tuesday night, though?
Well, it's
a school night.
Yeah, well, we're kind of too busy the rest of the time, do you know what I mean? We take up the full restaurant with it, so if you start doing it on a busy night anyway, we've got nowhere to put everyone, so...
Yeah, I suppose. Actually, I'm just worried, because I got told off by the managing director last time on the Wednesday morning. She understood. I said it was work, and she understood entirely. So two big events coming up, the first Tuesday of this month, which is this Tuesday, and then the 4th of July, the first Tuesday of July, Copperberg and Brooklyn Brewery, respectively. You're putting on the show with those guys. In the meantime... You just need to bob on down anytime.
We're always here. You know, we've got the full gin menu and the cocktail menu. We're upping our non-alcoholic little offering as well. We've got our finger on the pulse. We've got gluten-free this and alcohol-free that, and a fridge full of soft drinks for those people that do take school night seriously. Yeah, and food's all day, every day. We serve food right through till 9:30 every day. So whether it's just some little chipolatas and chips you want to nibble on, or you can sit here and... have your lobsters and your Chateaubriands, which are somewhere in between the three. It's all good.
It is all good. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to finish my drink in the sunshine, and we'll catch you soon, I very much hope.
Brilliant, thanks, Chris. Yeah, sorry you're not making it to this beer club, but we'll get one organised for you soon.
I'm going to definitely hold you to that.
Cheers, thanks.
The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.